Rap duo Salt and Peppa were hit machines in the 1980s and 90s with huge songs like Let's Talk About Sex, their collaboration with En Vogue, What a Man, and Push It. Salt and Peppa's here, we're in effect. Want you to push it back. Tonight, the cable channel Lifetime is airing a new scripted biopic about the pioneering group known as the First Ladies of Hip Hop. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has this review.
Before we talk about what Lifetime's movie Salt and Peppa is, let's spend a moment on what it is not. It is not a prestige project filled with big names destined to become a darling of highbrow critics, but it is a scrappy, fun, emotional look at a group that challenged the male-centered rap world and sold more than 15 million records, powered by some of the hypest tunes in rap history. I wanna shoot, baby, shoot. Like any good origin story, Lifetime's Salt and Peppa soars highest when documenting early success. In the mid-80s, Cheryl Salt James was dating an aspiring producer, Herbie Lovebug Azor, who had a million-dollar idea. Back in the day, up-and-coming rap acts got attention by cutting diss tracks, catchy singles that insulted big stars. But when Salt got a friend who worked with her at Sears to rap on Herbie's diss track, Sandra Peppa Denton wasn't so sure.
Yo, you sure you want me to say everything on this page?
Yeah, why?
Because we dissing Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick. And me and Cher ain't no rappers. They're going to be like, who is these girls dissing us?
That's the exact point. A diss track is going to get us recognized. Hip-hop is all about attitude, all right? We got to go in there, let them know we here, and we ain't scared, all right? They come in with the show, we come with the show stopper.
The song that resulted, The Showstopper, got play on New York City radio and provided their name.
Right now, gonna show you how it's supposed to be. Cause we, the Salt and Peppa MCs, world champs.
The film drops all kinds of cool tidbits. Early on, they worked in one of the most star-studded Sears call centers of all time. Comic Martin Lawrence and rap duo Kid and Play answered phones there too, before they got famous. Neither Salt nor Peppa were all that excited about rapping until Herbie pushed them. And when Peppa caught Herbie cheating on Salt in a club, he called her the worst insult he could think of. Ghetto.
I don't do ghetto. I let those other rappers be gangster and nasty. Because what I found out is the music you make reflects the life you live. You say anything about the night, I'll drop you quicker than a teenage father.
That's the best you got. There's nothing I can tell Cheryl that she don't already know.
For rap fans of a certain age, this film is packed with nostalgia, offering the backstory behind hits like Shoop, Push It, and Salt's anthem for creative independence, Expression.
Go ahead, girls, express yourself.
My party, your party, anytime. Dropping, hip hop is always rocking. Don't you like it when the music drops?
Executive produced by Queen Latifah and directed by Mario Van Peebles, the film is a bit more ambitious and authentic than many biopics. That this movie is coming from female-centered cable channel Lifetime, instead of an outlet focused on black viewers like BET, TV1, or OWN, is important. It shows how essential black viewers, especially black women, have become to traditional cable channels. Best of all, the film deploys classic elements of all Lifetime movies. Female friendships found, lost, and found again. Abusive, cheating men shown the door. But they're in service of a different story, to give props to a legendary group whose history should have been told like this long before now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I'm Eric Deggans.
It's all about expression. You only live once and you're not coming back.
This is NPR News.